This Security Council meeting was called by Albania and the US. There have been persistent allegations that when Russian soldiers have captured areas of Ukraine, they've taken away people who live there to Russia, a process of enforced displacement. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the U.S. government believes the numbers involved are staggering.
Russian authorities have interrogated, detained, forcibly deported between 900,000 and 1.6 million Ukrainian citizens from their homes to Russia, often to isolated regions in the Far East. And I want to be clear, the United States has information that officials from Russia's presidential administration are overseeing and coordinating these filtration operations.
A senior human rights official says her office can verify that what are known as filtration camps have been set up to process Ukrainians, but it's worth noting she gave no estimate of the number of people involved.
OHCHR has documented that men and women perceived as having ties with Ukrainian armed forces or state institutions, or as having pro-Ukrainian or anti-Russian views, were subjected to arbitrary detention, torture, ill-treatment, and enforced disappearance. They were transferred to penal colonies, including the now infamous penal colony near Olyivka.
Olyivka prison is the place where 53 prisoners of war died, blown up in July. Russia says it was a result of a Ukrainian attack. Ukraine says they were deliberately executed in an explosion. A UN fact-finding mission has been set up and is expected to visit the site in the coming days. When he spoke in the Security Council, Russia's ambassador said the meeting was a new milestone in the disinformation campaign by Western nations. He described the people involved as refugees and said his country is providing them with every assistance.
One of the world's leading human rights organizations, Human Rights Watch, says its research shows that forced deportation is taking place, and it says that amounts to a war crime. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.